The emergency response team COP who drove an RCMP tactical armored vehicle during a fatal standoff in Wali 5 years ago told a coroner's inquest what it was like to be in harm's way. SGT. Kyle Kaharsky testified Wednesday, April 17, at the inquest into the deaths of Nona Marnie McEwen, 45, and her boyfriend Randy Crossan, 48, who were killed by police on March 29, 2019. Crossan was holding McEwen hostage at the time. It was broadcast that a firearm was pointed out of the window at the front of the residence, and pointed at me, or the TAV, Sergeant Kyle Kaharsky. Because he was by himself in the vehicle, Kaharsky said, he wasn't able to pull closed the hatch near his seat. It was a concern for me at that time because I'm sitting right there, and my head, while it's recessed inside the vehicle, it is if you've seen any movies with tanks, it's kind of like that, you're sitting there and then your head is just right kind of like flush with the roof of the TAV. Kaharsky has been a police officer since 2002 and was an ERT member from 2008 to 2021 in the Lower Mainland, based out of Surrey. He backed the TAV off of the lawn and down the street to a place he could pull the heavy hatch closed, just to give myself a little bit more of ballistic protection, before returning to the front lawn. I continued the broadcasts over the PA. I advised Randy that he was under arrest for pointing a firearm at a police officer. I continued to tell him that we needed to talk to him. We told him to call 911, asked him to come out, asked anyone inside to come out, told him, told Nona that we needed her to come out and just kind of went through that narrative. Kaharsky said he'd received a broadcast on his phone earlier, that there had been shots fired and that they'd heard a female screaming and that ERT was required. After scoping out the scene, he thought the best position would be on the front lawn, where he activated the TAV's emergency lights and sirens and did a broadcast on the loud hailer. I told Randy over the PA system that it was the police, that he was under arrest for failing to comply with his release conditions, that we had a warrant for his arrest and that he needed to exit the house. I told him to do this, come out the front door with his hands in the air, and continued to broadcast that. It would be repetitious, he told the inquest. Read also, the hardest call I ever did, ERT commander testifies at inquest. Read also, they brought a tank, that's pretty scary, coroner's inquest told. Read also, man shot by police, terrorized, girlfriend's neighbor, inquest hears. I remember from inside the TAV hearing yelling, a male's voice. Or it sounded like a male's voice to me. It's hard when you're inside that vehicle, it's obviously very heavy metal, it's hard to hear what's exactly being said, but I remember hearing someone yelling from outside which wasn't us, Kaharsky said. Eventually he was asked to open the front door of the house with a battering ram mounted on the front of the TAV, but he couldn't get close enough. The inquest began April 16 in Burnaby at Coroner's Court on the 20th floor of Metro Tower 2 with Coroner Margaret Janssen presiding. It's expected to run for 2 weeks, with a jury of 4 women and a man hearing testimony.